Hey, it's Shane Christopher Neal, Canadian country radio host, and you can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. And recently I sat down with a Canadian country star, Brooklyn Blackmore from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And listen, her first single to country radio was Paint the Sky. It charted on indie country radio. It was also co-produced by the great Canadian country artist, Aaron Goodwin. But Brooklyn has a brand new single on radio. And bar stools were made for moving on. Indeed, it's called Great Minds Drink Alike, another one produced by Aaron Goodwin. And when you're from the East Coast of Canada, listen, I think it's just a given. You have to learn how to play the fiddle. And Brooklyn Blackmore's fiddle career began at a very young age.
Oh, yeah. No fiddle players out this way. Well, yeah, for me, actually, it started at a really young age. I saw Natalie McMaster, if you're familiar with her, on breakfast television one morning when I was 3, actually. And I thought it was really cool. I told my parents that I wanted a fiddle of my own. So on my 4th birthday, they got me a little toy fiddle, and I said, I don't want a toy fiddle, I want a real one. So they got me a real one. I started taking some lessons. I'm sure it was very brutal for them to listen to for the first couple of years, but I've just loved it ever since. It's just been kind of part of who I am.
And I know that you have a number of songs out now, but let's go back to Paint the Sky. And I know that Aaron Goodwin co-produced it. I think he even co-produced your new one. But where did that relationship begin with him as a producer or co-producer?
It's actually kind of funny how this happened. My mom actually kind of connected us. During COVID, she messaged him and sent him one of my music videos and asking him if he liked it. And at first, I was so embarrassed. I'm like, Mom, why would you do that? He's never going to see that. But he did, and he came back with some great constructive criticism. He said he liked my voice, and he was interested in kind of working together, mentoring me a bit. So we did a couple of co-writes over Zoom, which was really cool. I got to really learn a lot of his songwriting process. And then that took me on to going to Nashville and getting to produce with him and Matt McClure, who also produces his records.
Oh, very nice. And was he co-producing on the current single, Great Minds Drink Alike?
Yes, he is.
So tell me about the song, and did he write that with you, or who were the writers on that? And tell me the story. It's a great video, by the way, as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so Great Minds Drink Alike was one of those Zoom co-writes that I did with Aaron. Brent Baxter was also a co-writer on that one. He is a writer in Nashville. So this is a title that I had in my notes app on my phone, so I brought this to the session, and they really liked it. At first, I kind of thought that it was going to be a party song, and we kind of twisted it, and we thought, okay, like, how can we make this a little deeper, like, give it more meaning? So we came up with a story of kind of somebody who just went through a breakup, and they're trying to drink alone in a bar, but they end up meeting somebody there who's doing the same thing.
Overheard you saying things like bar stools are made for moving on when a good thing's gone. That sounds a lot like me, what I needed when I walked in tonight. Now here we are side by side, talking about the hell we're going through, him and her. Great minds drink alike. We saw the clock, we both laughed. There's no need to be in a rush, no one's waiting up for me and you with your small batch whiskey, me with my bourbon on ice. We both know top shelf but it sure beats going home alone tonight. Same bar, same buzz, same reason, same thoughts, hell, we don't need them. it sure beats going home alone tonight. Same bar, same bus, same reason, same thoughts, hell, we don't need them. Look at us leaving them behind. I guess great minds drink alike.